local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, a cool start, but not cold on this Ash Wednesday, 52. Dr. Bill talks more about the rest of the work week weather coming up in just a minute. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, accident free conditions so far this morning as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne, Spanish Fort, light traffic and no delays. Mobile Police Department are clear and a good ride down from the 1065 split, Springs Line, Halls Mill Road, Theodore Dawes Road. Accident free conditions continue. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley and McKinsey Street across the street from the golf course. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp online and on Facebook at Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be breezy with occasional showers and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
At 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, came with traffic and lots to do on this Ash Wednesday edition of the show. Text line's always open for you as well at 343-0106, 343-0106. Made it through another Mardi Gras, and I tell you, we'll run through some stats here in just a little bit. I think MPD saying 123,000 plus in downtown for Fat Tuesday. No porta potties caught on fire this year.
Oh, that is a win.
Remember last year?
The porta- do I? That was the story of last. I think it made our Alabamian of the Year bracket.
I think it did. So I just want to point out that this year, a lot better because there were no flaming porta potties.
So it was lit, but not that lit.
That's right. That's for sure. We'll talk about that. Also, I guess at some point this morning on TV news, you'll see the B-roll of couches and old grills and tents being cleaned up as the sanitation department cleaning up the city of Mobile from the big party that was yesterday. Do you take the old grill out, you know, that just has, like, is it people just say the heck with it and it's like a good grill, or you take the old, like, grill you're ready to get rid of and cook that last set of hamburgers or Kaneka sausages on it and then just walk away from it?
Yeah, give it its own, like, Viking farewell. Leave it lit out there. I was surprised. I found a grill, like a $20 charcoal grill, when I was walking through one of these stores one day, and I was like, that looks like the ones that keep getting left out at Mardi Gras every year.
Would you say they call it a burner grill?
Yeah, a burner grill.
Burner grill.
Perfect.
We'll talk more about Mardi Gras and also going forward. Some stories here around the flooding. Still not at the crest for people on Bayou Sara, that area, in Satsuma and Saraland, also areas of Baldwin County. This is right here today into tomorrow is the crest, but water levels are very high, and you're dealing with flooding in Saraland and so many communities up and down the river. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, part of the causeway closed from now until 6 this evening. Details on that on the way. In sports?
Well, I've got some audio from Tua Tagovailoa speaking up in Indianapolis at the NFL Draft Combine. He's not working out, but he is meeting with teams. And we are in the midst of the Alabama High School Basketball State Championships. Got some local teams up there in Birmingham, and I'll give you an update as to where we stand so far this week.
All right, and President Trump accusing Supreme Court justices of bias. We'll get into that. And coronavirus and the stock market. Holy cow, as stocks tumble amid coronavirus concerns. More on this from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
At the closing bell yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had lost 879 points. That was on top of the more than 1,000-point drop on Monday. The S&P 500 dropped another 3%, and the NASDAQ fell 2.7%. Stock prices actually started Tuesday morning moving up a little. Then the CDC's principal deputy director said during a briefing on coronavirus,
"Current global circumstances suggest it's likely that this virus will cause a pandemic."
Dr. Anne Schuchat said if that happens, Americans would be impacted by measures that would need to be taken to blunt the spread of the virus.
"Now, it's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen."
Well, that's all it took to send stock prices plummeting on Wall Street over fears about the impact coronavirus will have on global markets. It was a much more dire assessment than the one given by Dr. Bruce Aylward of the World Health Organization, the team leader of the WHO China Joint Mission on COVID-19, the official name for this coronavirus, had just returned to Europe from China. He painted a picture of an effective effort to stop the spread of the illness in that country.
"Are they taking it seriously? Absolutely. Are they good at it? Absolutely. Are the numbers coming down? Absolutely, in terms of healthcare worker infections. And that's a good news story within it."
He also said China was taking very careful steps to get tens of millions of people back to work in factories across the country without exacerbating the spread of the disease because the government wants to get China's economy moving again. Meanwhile, Chief White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said coronavirus has been tightly contained in the U.S.
"Our economy is in good shape. This virus won't last forever. We have contained it."
While Kudlow said coronavirus will impact first quarter GDP, he also asserted that incoming economic data is surprisingly good. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollars safe and secure. So on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. 123,000 revelers attended parades in downtown Mobile on Fat Tuesday. Other numbers from Mobile Police include 211 parking tickets issued, 48 vehicles towed, and 5 people fined for jumping over barricades along the parade route. Prosecutors will lay out some of their case today against two men accused of killing another man over money. The victim, Tracy Dennis, went to a home on Marcus Drive in December looking to get paid for work he had done. That's when Mobile police say he was killed by Marcos Oslin and David Cordero Hernandez. The suspects will be in court today for a preliminary hearing. A Pensacola police officer has died after a brave fight with cancer. Officer Stephen Grogan died on Tuesday from glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson issued a statement Tuesday calling Officer Grogan's death a tremendous loss. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape in studio, and we're talking about landscape projects and why we need to get moving on this right now.
If you're thinking of doing a landscape project this year, if that's on your list of to-dos, now is a really good time for several reasons. There's plenty of rainfall right now. Mm-hmm. The temperature is still pretty cool outside. Soil temperature is warm, so the plants are growing really well. Another one is you get the plants in now, there's a really long window to get those plants established before the real stress of July, August, September. Those are pretty tough seasons for the plants. And if you get them in and get them established before then, you're doing really well. I guess the last one is that we've got some incentive programs, specials, if you will, for whatever your project might be. We want to get people in and planting early, because it's just better for the project. So if you've got an irrigation project, if you've got a new patio, walkway, or wall, or a new entrance, or a new backyard, we've got some different specials throughout the season.
How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Tua talks in Indy, an update from the Alabama High School Basketball Championships in Birmingham, and Zion takes on LeBron for the first time in his career. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 NFL Combine is ongoing in Indianapolis this week. While Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is still recovering from that hip surgery, he's not working out for teams yet, but he is meeting with coaches and front office personnel. Yesterday, he was asked by media how he is handling the interviews with teams.
First off, I think going into the interview rooms and these informal interviews, I just feel like I got to be myself. If I'm not the person for the organization, then I'm not the person. I just feel like if I just be myself going into the interviews, how the right team will find me.
Yeah, what a good kid that Tua Tagovailoa is. Today, offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers will meet with the media. And then tomorrow, the on-field workouts begin with quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers taking the field. The AHSAA 2020 Basketball Championships are underway in Birmingham this week. We have several teams in our listening area competing this year in the Final Four. On Monday, the St. Luke's girls team beat Mars Hill to advance to the title game. They'll take on Spring Garden in the championship game on Friday morning. Yesterday, the T.R. Miller girls team defeated Lauderdale County 50-44. They'll face Pisgah for the 3A title on Friday at 12:30. The Williamson boys team rallied to beat Brooks 55-52. They'll face Talladega for the 4A Blue Map on Friday night at 5:45. Today at 1:30, the BC Rain boys team will play Bessemer City in the 6A semifinals at 1:30, and the LaFleur boys team will play in the 5A semifinals against Fairfield at 7:30 tonight. And then tomorrow in 7A, McGill Tulane's girls face Spain Park at noon, and the Fairhope boys team will play Mountain Brook at 1:30. In SEC basketball last night, number 15 Auburn beat Ole Miss 67-58. Austin Wiley led the Tigers with 15 points and 11 rebounds, and Isaac Okoro returned after missing three games with a hamstring injury. The true freshman scored 10 points in 27 minutes on the floor. The Tigers set a single-season high with their 16th win at home this season. Alabama fell to Mississippi State in Starkville 80-73. Bama's John Petty Jr. suffered an elbow injury midway through the first half, did not return for the rest of the game. He had 8 points in only 9 minutes. Kyra Lewis Jr. led the Tide with 29. In the only other SEC game, number 8-ranked Kentucky beat Texas A&M 69-60. Tonight, there are four games. At 5:30, South Carolina will host Georgia. At 7:30, Tennessee plays at Arkansas. And at 8, Vanderbilt hosts Missouri and Florida hosts LSU. In the NBA last night, Zion Williamson faced LeBron James for the first time in his young career, with LeBron and the Lakers coming out on top 118-109 over the Pelicans. LeBron scored a season-high 40 points in the win, while Zion put up 29 of his own. Milwaukee improved to a 50-8 season record with a 108-97 win over Toronto. Indiana routed Charlotte. Oklahoma City beat Chicago by 2. Denver beat Detroit. Boston got the win over Portland. And Sacramento handed Golden State their 46th loss of the season. In baseball, South Alabama shut out New Orleans 5-0. Jags pitcher Matt Boswell tossed a complete game in the win. And in softball, the Jags fell in a marathon 16-inning game 4-3 to Nicholls State. 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be breezy with occasional showers and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions and light traffic back to school and work for a lot of people after the Mardi Gras celebration, so watch for the school buses again this morning in Mobile and Baldwin County. So far, light traffic along the 65 split, traveling downtown and across the Bayway, Daphne, Malvis, Loxley. It's been a good start all the way in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 624 FM Talk 106.5. At a news briefing on the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus, it was announced there are 14 cases of the disease in the U.S.
The fact that we have been able to keep cases to this low level is an accomplishment, especially given that we are unfortunately beginning to see community spread in a growing number of other countries. Based on what we know right now, we believe the immediate risk here in the United States remains low, and we're working hard to keep that risk low.
All right. What are they doing in Washington? Well, senators of both parties are questioning whether the White House request for $2.5 billion is enough to prepare the United States for a possible coronavirus outbreak. Even Senator Shelby asking that should we not spend some more money here, double down on this. President Trump saying the virus is very well under control. Senators are asking for about $2.5 billion and want more than that to prepare the U.S. for this outbreak. Senator Shelby saying coronavirus could be an existential threat to a lot of people in this country if it starts to spread here as well. I think one of the interesting impacts already has been what happened to the stock market this week. The market projecting, I guess, what they think could happen. Already, obviously, you have slowdown in Asia and China, and as people not buying things there. But what does it mean here stateside? I don't know. But right now, they are both parties, Republicans and Democrats, saying, hey, we need more money for this. Also, what are we going to do about travel? This more from Dr. Ann Schuchat from yesterday's press conference.
We've restricted travel into the U.S. and have issued multiple travel advisories for countries currently experiencing community spread. Our travel notices are changing almost daily as we get new information. And we believe those precautions are working.
Also, another wrinkle in this, Dr. Anthony Fauci talking about human vaccine trials going on. There's one company out there, one company that's different than the rest of the stock market that's charging because they believe they may have a vaccine. Hear more on this from Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The gene has been expressed in the platform, in this case, a messenger RNA. The material has been produced. It's been put into mice, it's immunogenic, and it's now getting ready to go through the regulatory issues of getting it to go. So I would project that we would be in a human trial, I would say within a month and a half.
That company that's working around it is doing quite well. But mm-hmm. My wonder on this is we're told with the regular flu, for example, it changes, it mutates each year. We have a different strain. They have to have a different vaccine. By the time they have this vaccine ready for coronavirus, will it have mutated anymore, or is it going to be, you know, is it going to be effective 100%, or what's it going to be? So I think there's a lot of questions there.
Yeah, it's a question above my pay grade for sure. I do know that I remember about a month ago when this started hitting the news cycle, Johnson & Johnson said that they were, quote, pretty confident that they would come up with a vaccine to combat the coronavirus, but I haven't heard anything from Johnson & Johnson since then. I just wonder, when you have the stock market falling like this, is it a quick boost for a company to say, oh, we'll be able to handle that, we'll jump in there and come up with a vaccine?
Sure, but then if you fail to live up to that or even come close long term, your stock's going to suffer because people say they're just saying stuff.
It'll hurt long term. And now the Olympics, that's in the mix too. We might miss the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
I don't know if you can figure that's just anywhere else. They're going to say, well, that's a hotbed for spreading coronavirus. But I mean, so are airports. So are, I mean, any kind of international setting.
Right.
So I don't know if that's maybe overly cautious.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see that. All right. And also, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here in just a couple minutes. And we come back to it's Ash Wednesday. So what are you giving up for Lent? Those that do. Got a survey here. The top items that people give up for Lent. Also, the hardest thing for young people to give up. This is interesting because I would have thought it would be something else. But the hardest thing for young people to give up on this list, we'll give you that. And we'll always take your text, what you're giving up for Lent, at 343-0106. 343-0106. Check in with News 5. And then Dr. Bill's on the way. Look forward through this week and into the weekend, the weather ahead. And hopefully we have a few days of no rain as we look at the flooding issues here along the Gulf Coast. That would be the great news. All right, 627, and remember, online, fmtalk1065.com. Catch podcast. You can even go back and catch the old issues or the old episodes. Come episodes?
I think
the
episodes,
Moon Pie Minute.
Yeah.
All right, check them out. We'll be right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two Florida residents are asking a state court to remove Senator Bernie Sanders from the March primary ballot. The lawsuit argues Sanders is a registered independent, not a Democrat, and should not be allowed to appear on the Democratic ballot. Sanders is the front runner in the Democratic primary. Happening today, crews will close part of the causeway between the Cochrane Africatown Bridge and the Bankhead Tunnel. The right lane on the eastbound side will be closed until 6 this evening as they work on the drainage system. Crews will close the lane again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Reptiles and exotic animals are taking over the port city for Repticon. The fun kicks off at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the grounds in West Mobile. You can learn about animals not normally seen in local pet stores and shop for a new pet among the hundreds of reptiles, amphibians, and other small exotic animals. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and children younger than 5 get in free. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
The Mobile Boat Show opens March 6th at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget. And it's fun for the whole family. March 6th through 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Danny Perry will be a working Mobile County treasurer.
For 40 years, Danny Perry has been a small business owner, working and watching his money. Danny Perry will watch the money of all the taxpayers of Mobile County just like he watched his own. A native Mobilian, a product of the Mobile County Public School System, has been on the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee for a quarter century, has served on the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, the Board of Equalization for Mobile County, Alabama Vocational Education Committee, and an active benefactor of the McGill Toolin Foundation. Danny Perry, for 16 years, served on the board of the Mobile Transit Authority and has served as treasurer of the Alabama Transit Association and on the State Board of Electrical Examiners. Danny Perry wants to continue his service to all the taxpayers of Mobile County. Danny Perry will be your working county treasurer.
Paid for by Danny Perry for treasurer, Mobile County, Republican primary.
One landed at Joint Base Andrews this past hour. The president back on American soil. Jeremy Diamond reports Mr. Trump says he plans to get busy right away with the coronavirus outbreak.
The president just returned to Washington from India. The president there perhaps trying to now reassure lawmakers after trying to reassure the market, saying that he is heading to the White House and that he has meetings and calls scheduled today, including with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, as well as with the CDC.
Israel's foreign minister denouncing Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders this morning after Sanders labeled Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a reactionary racist at last night's Democratic debate. The judge in the Roger Stone trial has questioned all members of the jury that convicted him, exploring allegations of juror misconduct raised by the defense. Stock markets in Asia and Europe have been posting major losses again today, but U.S. stock futures are down just a fraction this hour following 2 days of steep declines. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Looks like the selling may continue on Wall Street this morning. Futures are lower after the Dow Industrials tumbled another 879 or 3.2% yesterday. Comcast says it has acquired streaming video company Xumo, bolstering its offerings for free ad-supported digital video. Xumo will complement Peacock, a streaming service that Comcast NBC Universal plans to launch in April. Xumo is one of a handful of companies that offer free ad-supported streaming video services for internet-connected TVs. It's installed on 10 million smart TVs. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. U.S. safety investigators have leveled a blistering rebuke of the federal regulator responsible for overseeing the safety of Tesla's advanced driver assistance system called Autopilot, which they found contributed to another fatal crash. The National Transportation Safety Board says Tesla's Autopilot played a role in a crash that killed the driver of the automaker's Model X SUV in March of 2018 in California. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear-span building fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Hello, Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Now weather with with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, we made it through Mardi Gras here with a, you know what, as wet as we've been, I'm surprised we got lucky like we did on the days and got most parades rolled without a drop.
Yeah, we had that great weekend and Joe Kane Day, and then yesterday, cloudy skies and maybe a little bit of light rain here and there, but wasn't really a problem. But today, things look pretty good, although there is a slight chance of a shower. And the reason for that, we have a cold front that's over southeast Mississippi. And it's going to bring us bring some chilly weather in here for a couple of days. There are so few scattered showers now occurring over southern counties of Mississippi, and that could affect us through the day. But again, it's just a slight chance and mostly light rain. And we'll have some sunshine. Temperatures today, pretty close to normal, about 62, 63 degrees this afternoon. But the wind will be picking up once that front moves in. The wind will pick up this afternoon from the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Now, tonight, we'll feel the effects of this colder air. Temperatures get down into the mid-30s tomorrow morning under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow will be a chilly day, only in the mid-50s, with sunny skies. So looks good as far as sunshine, but temperatures will be below normal. And then tomorrow night, another cold night with clear skies down into the mid-30s. After that, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to see highs in the 60s with plenty of sunshine. So it looks like normal temperatures for Friday and through the weekend. And then cooling down at night, basically of 40 to 45 degrees. So really looks good for the weekend. Monday, we warm up to around 70 and partly cloudy. And our next chance of rain will be some scattered showers with temperatures in the 70s on Tuesday. So a nice dry stretch of weather, certainly for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday.
Yeah, we sure could use the drying out, and I think about that with the river floods going on and the effects here in Baldwin County and Washington County, Monroe County, Clark County, and Mobile County. Looking at the flood stage right now for Bayou Sarah, they're at 7.9 feet of reading right now. Flood stage is 4 feet. There's folks in Saraland, there's folks in Baldwin County that have water in homes, or they can't get to and from their home because of the water.
Well, anything in the way of rain today will be light and will be no problem. So, yeah, we have a nice stretch of weather carrying through Monday before showers come in the middle of next week.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast when you want it, 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. And, of course, looking forward in a happy way. Looking forward in the calendar to hurricane season. The man is the PhD in tropical weather. That's why you got to pay attention to him all hurricane season long. But that's not right now. We got a little while before that happens. All right, 6:38, FM Talk 106.5. And even on this Ash Wednesday, as we conclude Carnival here in Mobile, it's time for the Moon Pie Minute with our own Bernie Brabner, brought to you by the Sleep Center.
This Moon Pie Minute is brought to you by the Sleep Center, the mattress experts. For king-size savings, don't miss the Mardi Gras sale going on now. Locally owned and operated in Mobile and Baldwin counties, visit sleepcenternow.net.
For nearly 320 years, Mobilians have been celebrating Mardi Gras. Feast, fun, foolishness, frolicking, dancing, mass balls, and misrule. And they now, again, give way to ashes on your forehead. I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, I'll have a 2020 final Moon Pie Minute.
Get king-size savings at the Sleep Center, the mattress experts. Right now, during the Mardi Gras sales event, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, plus receive $300 in free gifts. Save up to $400 on select Sealy Hybrid adjustables, or save up to $800 on select Stearns and Foster mattresses. Plus, get up to 60 months interest-free financing at the Sleep Center, the mattress experts. Stop by one of our three locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties or visit sleepcenternow.net. Happy Mardi Gras!
We've done it, just like Mobilians and our neighbors have done for nearly 320 years. We've survived Mardi Gras. We've danced, partied, paraded, and watched. We spent time with loved ones. We saluted King Felix III, King Alexis I, their queens and their courts. We've saluted royalty of all the mass balls, and we've done this in a tradition that goes back to the dawn of Roman history, to our French founders and to Michael Kraft, Joe Kane, Chief Slack, and the thousands who've celebrated misrule of Mardi Gras. Now we put away the things of the flesh as Lent begins. When ashes are placed on our forehead, we hear, "From dust you came, and to dust you shall return."
A closer walk with me.
Download all the Moon Pie Minutes at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. Thank you for listening for these last 34 days. I'm Rennie Brabner, and until next Mardi Gras, this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We do have one accident. Officers are on a scene without injuries at Government in South Joachim. Looks great downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnel. Still no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Watch your speed from Fairhope to Daphne. You've seen some radar along 98. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battlehouse Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair Saturday, March 7th from 9 to 2. The hotels are seeking ambassadors with a passion for hospitality to fill 40-plus part and full-time positions. Go online to renaissancemobilejobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Ash Wednesday. 320 years of celebrating the same thing here in the Northern Gulf Coast region, New Orleans, and of course here in Mobile. So it's pretty special, special.
320
years.
Wow.
So I always thought, you know, this year was the bicentennial, last, well, 2 years for Alabama, the bicentennial celebration. And as I said for many, many times, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? 200 years. That's cute, state of Alabama. All right. Of course, today is Ash Wednesday. We were talking about that earlier, what folks were giving up for Lent. Know that Cindy on the text line said, "I'm Catholic and I'm giving up lunch for Lent. I already don't eat breakfast, so this will be hard."
Wow. Yes. The fasting.
Yeah. That's, of course, fasting is part of it today, but I mean the reminder when your stomach is hungry is pretty, Cindy, that's pretty strong. That's pretty committed as well. She said Lent's a period of penance and fasting, right? So she's going to be doing this. So giving up lunch already doesn't eat breakfast. So come dinner time, Cindy's going to be hangry.
Yeah.
Right. I had the list of popular, so they did, YouGov did a survey asking 8,000 people name the hardest thing to give up for the 40 days of Lent, and the seven hardest things to give up on their list, number seven on their list, fast food. That's like a very popular thing to give up for Lent, fast food.
Yeah, and it is, and I'd say it's probably difficult for those that are constantly on the road, constantly working.
Yes,
so they don't have the time to put together their own meal.
That's right. Then they're going to have to think about it. They may be fasting just because they can't find a place to get
fast
food.
Fasting food.
That's right. Number six, alcohol, with 6% of the people saying that. That's also one that may come to roost in, you know, my house, your house, some places like that. Give up alcohol for Lent.
I think that's what I'm going to, I mean, that is, not I think. That's what I'm giving up for Lent this year. I'm going to step away from the booze.
How about soft drinks? I did that one when I was a kid. I remember that was, I thought it was going to be easy. And then you're like, I'm tired of milk and water. So that's 7%. Chocolate, number four on the list, 11%.
I wouldn't have the trouble with chocolate.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That'd be easier. Number three, social networking. Okay, 11%. Number one answer for young people, 24% of people between 18 and 24 said it would be the hardest compared to just 7% of people over 55. So no Facebook, no Instagram, no Twitter.
Yeah,
no.
At 24%, I'll tell you, that's low. That is probably low. There is no way. I would say for young people, at least half wouldn't be able to make it.
You talk about one that I couldn't make. I did try this one year, and I failed and cheated. And caffeine, number two on the list.
Whoa,
caffeine,
that's tough.
19%. And then number one on this, I thought this was interesting. Watching TV or using streaming services, 29% of people say it would be the hardest thing to give up. And it was the number one answer for every age group except for 18 to 24-year-olds. Is to give up TV or streaming or some kind of screen time entertainment.
The 18 to 24-year-olds are getting that on TikTok and Snapchat. I wonder if they know that. But, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. Too many good sports going on for me to take off for that amount of time.
It's but when you find a carve out when you do this for Lent, when you say I'm giving up something, but you find some like loophole to watch the other thing, you're not giving up anything. If you just say, well, I'm gonna give up TV, and then you go, but I can watch it on my computer. No.
And the point is for it to be a sacrifice.
Correct. If you find a loophole for Lent, you're not in the spirit of Lent. So just a word here on this Ash Wednesday. All right, 6:45 all the way. We'll check in with News 5 and Sports with Dalton straight ahead.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Car Doctor is now offering street legal Yamaha packages.
That's right, street legal.
Come into Car Doctor today. Ask Trisha and Steven about how easy it is to make your gas Yamaha cart street legal. Car Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. 123,000 revelers attended parades in downtown Mobile on Fat Tuesday. Other numbers from Mobile Police include 211 parking tickets issued, 48 vehicles towed, and 5 people fined for jumping over barricades along the parade route. Prosecutors will lay out some of their case today against 2 men accused of killing another man over money. The victim, Tracy Dennis, went to a home on Marcus Drive in December looking to get paid for work he had done. That's when Mobile police say he was killed by Marcos Oslin and David Cordero Hernandez. The suspects will be in court today for a preliminary hearing. A Pensacola police officer has died after a brave fight with cancer. Officer Stephen Grogan died on Tuesday from glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson issued a statement Tuesday calling Officer Grogan's death a tremendous loss. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
I'm looking for judges that will respect the Constitution.
Conservative Republican Mary Windham for the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Presiding Judge Mary Windham is a former U.S. Attorney and Deputy Attorney General who knows how to keep our families safe. President Trump says that we need strong, conservative judges like Mary Windham to keep our country safe. Mary Windham supports our Constitution and our president.
Fellow Alabamians, I am honored to serve you as presiding judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals. 12 years ago, I made a promise to bring justice to the victims of crime. Today, we face great challenges here in Alabama and across our great nation, and I stand with President Trump. I humbly ask for your prayers, your support, and your vote in the Republican primary on March 3rd.
Re-elect Presiding Judge Mary Windham to the Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid by Judge Mary Windham, P.O. Box 3831, Montgomery 36109.
What is today? Today's the day you do absolutely nothing. Put it on silent nothing, because you aren't one to let chore time get in the way of your time. And that's why you use Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Save 15% on select Echo Pro Grade string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers during the Echo One Day Sales Event, and take the hassle out of yard work.
Visit Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Friday, March 6th from 8 to 5 and take advantage of 15% off select Echo products. That's Friday the 6th at Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Highway 59 in Robertsdale.
Good morning. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2020 NFL Combine is ongoing in Indianapolis this week, while Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is still recovering from the hip injury. He is not working out for teams yet, but is meeting with coaches and front office personnel. Yesterday, Tua was asked by media how he's handling the interviews with teams.
First off, I think going into the interview rooms and these informal interviews, I just feel like I got to be myself. If I'm not the person for the organization, you know, then I'm not the person. I just feel like if I just be myself going into the interviews, the right team will find me.
Today, offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers will meet with the media. And then tomorrow, the fun stuff, the on-field workouts begin. They'll have the quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers on the field tomorrow. The AHSAA 2020 basketball championships are underway in Birmingham this week. We have several teams in our listening area competing this year in the Final Four. On Monday, the St. Luke's girls team beat Mars Hill to advance to the title game. They'll take on Spring Garden in the championship game on Friday morning. Yesterday, the T.R. Miller girls team defeated Lauderdale County 50-44. They'll face Pisgah for the 3A title on Friday at 12:30. The Williamson boys team rallied to beat Brooks 55-52 and will face Talladega for the 4A blue map on Friday night at 5:45. Today at 1:30, the BC Rain boys team will play Bessemer City in the 6A semifinals at 1:30, and the LaFleur boys team will play in the 5A semifinals against Fairfield at 7:30 tonight. And tomorrow, to wrap up the Final Four in 7A, McGill Tulane's girls face Spain Park at noon, and the Fairhope boys team will play Mountain Brook at 1:30. In SEC basketball last night, number 15 Auburn beat Ole Miss 67-58.
Samir will just hold on to the basketball.
Thank
Auburn,
you very much.
67, Ole Miss 58.
I love it.
That's Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith. Austin Wiley led the Tigers with 15 points and 11 rebounds, and Isaac Okoro returned after missing three games with a hamstring injury. Also, with that win, Auburn set a single-season high with their 16th home win of the season. Alabama fell to Mississippi State in Starkville 80-73 last night. Bama's John Petty Jr. suffered an elbow injury midway through the first half and did not return the rest of the game after scoring 8 points in only 9 minutes. And in the only other SEC game, number 8, Kentucky beat Texas A&M 69-60. In the NBA, Zion Williamson faced LeBron James for the first time in his young career, with LeBron and the Lakers coming out on top 118-109 over the Pelicans. LeBron scored a season-high 40 points, while Zion put up 29 of his own. And in baseball, South Alabama shut out New Orleans 5-0. And in softball, the Jags fell in a marathon 16-inning game 4-3 to Nicholls State.
16 innings.
I think they wrapped it up about an hour ago. They got out of Jaguar Field. But yeah, 16 innings. Unfortunately, the Jags fall. 652 FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be breezy with occasional showers and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
When a person is injured in a place of business or is the victim of a crime in those same places, what happens immediately afterwards is so very important. Let me explain. When you're injured or attacked in these places, you can make a claim, but it's on you to prove that the situation that caused your injury was known or should have been known by those in charge. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So here's what's important, and here's what we do. The sooner we can get our SWAT team out to investigate, the better. And listen, those responsible will work fast to repair and even hide what happened. And if you can't prove your case, you can't win your case. Time is of the essence. I even recommend having someone go back with their cell phone to take pictures before you hire us. Don't let delay cost your family. Our injury SWAT team is ready to roll 24 hours a day. Injured? Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center at Government in South Tuacum, they do have an accident without injuries in downtown. But beyond that, we've got a great start. The Bayway, the Causeway looking good. Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort, you've seen some radar in that stretch, so watch your speed. Looking good off of Dolphin, Spring Hill, all the way up towards Pritchard and Saraland. The Servants of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile have the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items, you've got to check them out online at servantsofbeinville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:55 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you all along on this Ash Wednesday. Cindy, who's mentioned earlier, she was going to give up, she already doesn't eat breakfast, and she was going to give up having lunch as well. There's people worried about you in the audience. But that's just part of this. Also, from the text line, it's a good question. Nobody's given up pizza? I don't know, unnamed texter. I remember that was one that was popular in our house over the years. And it was always tempting. I remember having the whole family give up pizza, and then the call being made to order the pizza, and we go, no, you can't.
You gotta cancel.
Like, it's almost such a habit that you just pick up the phone and order the pizza, and like, no, we can't have pizza.
Now, what does that constitute? Just a flat pizza pie, or can you get a calzone? Can you get one of those new, what do they call them, Papacita pizzas? It basically looks like a folded over pizza. I can't remember exactly.
You're talking about loophole here. You're trying to loophole this thing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you can't do
just
that.
Just no pizza.
Yeah. All right. So that's, people are letting us know here from the years back or this year what they're giving up for Lent. Kind of interesting as we look at this on this Ash Wednesday. Also think about this. If it is time to kind of get straight for spring cleaning, of course, after Mardi Gras starts, people thinking about spring. You got my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Saw him yesterday. Think about all the junk in downtown Mobile, how much help he could do. If your house looks like maybe a Mardi Gras parade came through your house and you got lots of junk you need to get rid of, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey does great work at your house. He can do that same thing at your business. He can do it at a home you're getting ready to sell. Whatever you got, if you've got junk and you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it's as easy as going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and making that appointment or picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK and get Trey and the crew to come out to your place and show you what he can do for you. Once again, 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, coming up, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, get more on our forecast for this Ash Wednesday and the dry patch. It was like 5 days of dry he had in the mix. This is something to get excited about. I want to talk to him about that. Also coming up, Jeff Poor joins us this morning after 8 o'clock.
And plenty to talk about with Jeff Poor.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Let alone just Democrats last night. But we got a lot more to talk about, too, with the coronavirus effects on the economy, stock market, and government. We'll get into that and a whole lot more, plus the stats from Mardi Gras 2020. That's all straight ahead. Y'all stay close.